Good morning. Good morning and welcome to worship here at Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether it's your first time worshiping with us or you've been coming here your whole life, no matter how long that's been, we are so glad that you are here to worship with us on this Christmas Eve morning. We have a very special service planned today. So let me be clear. This is a service. It is good to make noise. It is good to wiggle. You are allowed to dance in the pew. You are allowed to wear funny jewelry. As long as you are praising God, you can do anything you want today, all right? We ready to be joyful? All right. Just to be clear, there is only one Christmas Eve service this evening at 7 p.m. So come here at 7 for beautiful music and candlelight and a service of lessons and carols. And now let us get ready to worship our God. Friends, we know everything we have is a gift from God, and we enjoy the chance to give back. So now the ushers will come forward and, just this once, early in the service, collect our offerings. pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gifts which you have given us, gifts which we can give back to your church. Bless these offerings that they may be used to serve your people for your world. Amen. And now will our Advent lighters please come front?
Christmas is coming. What will your Christmas be like? What will it be like for others?
We give gifts to show we care, to show our love. There are many around us who are struggling with problems of all sorts. Sometimes the best gift we can give is our time, our understanding, and our company.
Christ is born. As we approach our... There are many in this world struggling to survive. We see injustice and want to bring Christ's love to all people.
Christ is born. As we approach our Christmas celebrations, we light this fourth candle as a sign that Christ's love will shine out from this place. Lord of never-ending light,
we are ready to welcome you into this world. Thank you for your love. Amen.
Now will the children please come join me up front? Yeah, you are. morning, everybody. So, for this Christmas, we're going to tell the Christmas story during worship. But you know what's better than listening to a story? Getting to act it out. So you guys are going to help us tell the Christmas story. Are you ready? I knew it. Okay, good. So, I'm going to explain what's going to happen, and then I'm going to say go. So get ready. What we're going to do today is every single person gets a costume. Now, our costumes are in these Christmas bags right back here. If you are a younger person, maybe somebody who might want a parent to go with them, then get a bag that says younger. If you're an older person and you're okay coming up here just by yourself, then get a bag that says older. That makes sense? Every single bag has a present. It has a coloring book and crayons for you to use anytime you want. It also has a whole bunch of glow sticks. Yeah? Nah, you're older, right? Whenever you... Are you willing to walk up here alone, or do you want a buddy to come with you? Then you're older. If you get a buddy, then you're younger. That's the deal, all right? All right. Every single bag is going to have lots of glow sticks. Because you may notice, we're not going to do lots of candles this Christmas Eve. We're using glow sticks. So every time we talk about the night sky or the stars in the story, you need to hold your glow sticks way up high. Can you do that? But we have a lot of glow sticks in these bags because we want you to share. Your parents would be sad if they didn't get any. So you get some for you and some to share, all right? And in case you need extra, we have some extra up on the communion table. And every single bag is going to have a costume. So when you get your bag, you go sit down with your parents and you put on your costume and then you wait. Melissa and Carrie and I are going to tell the Christmas story together. And when it's time for your part to come up, we'll tell you to come up. Then all the sheep will come up or all the angels will come up and we'll act out the story of Jesus being born together. All right, how are we feeling? Are we ready? I knew it. All right, everybody go get a costume and sit with your parents. You want to be older? You can be older. You want to be older or younger? Be younger. Go be younger. Oh, you better be younger because we have shepherds and they could be really good for you. Yeah. She's younger. Yeah. Here, how about that one? Oh, I got one for you. You can help the little kids be brave. All right, thank you. All right, that's good. Now, Is everybody ready? Everybody have their glow sticks? Did everybody share their glow sticks? I don't know. I see some non-glowing people out there. All right. Then I think it's time to start our Christmas story. A long time ago, whenever the people of God were oppressed or troubled or had gone astray, God would raise up for them a Savior who would rescue them from oppression and restore their freedom. During our story, it has been many long years since such a person appeared. The people were ruled by one foreign power after another. But the people never forgot King David, the shepherd boy from Bethlehem, who had gone on to become their greatest king. And so the people were looking for a Messiah from the line of David, someone anointed by God as king, who would deliver them from all that was oppressing them and restore the kingdom of Israel. Now we're going to act out a story about Jesus' birth from the Gospel of Luke. Mary and angel number one. Can you come up front while Carrie reads our first scripture?
According to the Gospel of Luke, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. The angel of Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus."
And now we're going to see what's happening in Nazareth. Where is Nazareth? Mary, maybe Nazareth is kind of over there by the communion table. There we go. So Mary is in Nazareth, and we find Mary doing some housework. Do you know what that looks like? Okay, good. Mary was sweeping, singing to herself. Oh, Mary, what was that? Was that an angel? Cue the angel. And Mary looked up. She saw the angel, and she jumped up in surprise and said, "Who are you?" And the angel looked at Mary, shook her hand, and said, "Hello, I'm an angel of God, and I have an incredible offer just for you. You've heard of God. God, right? The maker of such great things as the world? Well, God is with you and wants you to have a son and call him Jesus." And Mary looked at the angel and said, "Sure. Thank you, Mary and angel. Have a seat right back over here." And the Gospel of Matthew tells the story just a little differently. Joseph and angel number two. Before we get into the Gospel, why don't you guys have a seat right there? There we go. I've got an angel too, and a Joseph. Excellent. And here is Carrie reading the scripture from the Gospel of Matthew.
When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, For the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus.
Down the street from Mary, we find Joseph. Come on up, Joseph. Say, down the street. Yeah, over there. Yeah. Hard at work. Joseph is a carpenter, so there he is, hammering away and sawing away and making something wonderful. Joseph picks up a piece of wood, hammers in some nails, picks up another piece of wood, hammers some nails in. That looks kind of like a baby crib to me. Joseph, you might want to hold on to that. While he was at work, some of the villagers, that's you, congregation, said, "Hey, Joseph, Mary's pregnant."
Hey, Joseph! Mary's pregnant!
Oh! Joseph was shocked! He was so shocked, he hit his hand with a hammer. Oh, Joseph, that's gotta hurt. Joseph, you look tired. Are you tired? How about you lie down and take a nap? Joseph lay down and fell asleep. Listen, you can hear him snore. Joseph is dreaming, and Joseph is dreaming about an angel. Come on up, angel number two. Right over there. Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Nice.
Joseph jumps up and says, "Who are you?" The angel asked, "Are you Joseph?" And Joseph looked at the angel, confused, and said, "Yes." The angel said, "Joseph, I've got an offer you can't refuse. You know God? Well, God thinks you're great, and you would be a great dad to God's baby. Don't get mad at Mary, because she's going to have a very special baby. Things are going to be okay. God's going to take care of you. Don't be afraid. God is in control." Thank you, angel number two. I think Joseph feels a lot better now. Have a seat up front, you two.
Sorry, I stole your son. Joseph slept better after that. He married Mary. They were getting all ready for this new baby. But before long, something else happened that interrupted their lives. There's a donkey and an innkeeper somewhere out there. Donkey and innkeeper, come have a seat right over here. I've got an innkeeper. Where's your clipboard, innkeeper?
There he comes.
And there's the donkey.
Perfect.
Excellent. All right. Wardrobe malfunction. There we go. We're good. While Carrie reads the Gospel of Luke.
The Gospel of Luke says, "In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn."
All right. So come up front, Mary and Joseph, and go right to your donkey. Mary and Joseph are getting ready for the long trip to Bethlehem. Mary is packing a few last things, and Joseph is getting their donkey ready to go. All right, donkey, how are things going? Are you ready? All right. Mary, do you have everything? All right. Then down the aisle you go. All the way down. Yep. It was a long, long walk. They walked through the waving wheat. Wave your arms, everybody. Wave your arms. Yeah. Then they walked by flowing rivers. Yeah, flowing rivers. And then they walked through big windstorms. Finally,
Mary and Joseph made it all the way to Bethlehem. They looked around at this busy city. Joseph, did you make any hotel reservations for tonight? Uh-oh. All right, then you better start asking people if you can stay with them. Joseph and Mary, start asking if you can stay with anybody. But everybody has to say, nope, no room here.
No room here.
Everybody said no? Oh, you better ask a couple more people. You better check. Uh-oh.
It's a dizzy donkey.
So Mary and Joseph and the donkey walked up to the very last inn, and they saw the innkeeper. Come on up, innkeeper. Stand up. They asked if there was a room available. The innkeeper shook his head, and he checked his clipboard one last time and shook his head again. He said, nope, there's no rooms anywhere in Bethlehem, but you can stay in my barn if you want. Point to the barn right where the manger is. Yep, right there. All right, great job, innkeeper. Take a seat. So Mary and Joseph and the donkey went to the barn together. And then Mary had her baby. Show us the baby, Mary.
Show us the baby.
Yeah.
Show everyone.
Oh. Then they laid baby Jesus in the manger. Thank you, Mary and Joseph and Donkey. Go ahead and take a seat right up front. Now it's time for us to see what's happening right outside of Bethlehem. So I need all of the shepherds and sheep and angels to come right up front while we sing Once in Royal David City. Come on up, come on up. You're not a sheep. Everybody sit down right where you are. Yeah, okay, good.
The Gospel of Luke continues the story by telling us this. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
And a donkey. Yes, we won't forget a donkey. Well, what a day Mary and Joseph have had. Whew, you guys tired? Yeah, whew. But let's go out to a lonely hill where shepherds were taking care of their sheep. Shepherds and sheep, can you guys stand up? So the sheep were running around all crazy. Can you just run around a little bit crazy? Just a little crazy? And the shepherds are trying to bring the crazy sheep back together. But the sheep just kept saying, bah, bah, bah. Can you give me some sheep? Can I hear your bah, 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 bah? There we go. Until finally the sheep slowly fall down. Can the sheep slowly fall down and take a nap? And then the shepherds, they slowly fall down and take a nap. And then all the sheep and the shepherds, you could hear them snoring. Nice. And as they were sleeping, suddenly the angels appear. Come on, guys, up here. Get up, angels, just angels, angels. And they nudge the shepherds. Wake up, shepherds. Can you nudge the shepherds? And the shepherds, they jump up in fright. Oh, my goodness. So now all my sheep and my shepherds and my angels should all be standing because the angels have to say, do not be afraid. I'm here to tell you good news. A baby is the Messiah is born, and you'll find him wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger. And then a whole bunch of angels, a whole multitude, start flapping their wings. Angels, can you flap your wings carefully with those glow sticks? All right, no impaling. All right, flapping, flapping. And then the shepherds, they just look at each other. What is going on here? But let's go find that baby. And so they hurry off to find the baby. And they go ask the townspeople. Can everyone turn around and face the church, face the congregation? Congregation, where is baby Jesus? Can you point to baby Jesus? Right there. Come on, up front, Mary, Joseph. Can everyone find the baby Jesus? The shepherds go to the barn and find Joseph. And Mary, and yes, the donkey. And in front of them is a baby wrapped in cloth. Can we, I want to hear just the kids. Ooh, ah. Ah, yay. All right, wise men, I need you to come up front. Kids, just stay where you are. I need three wise men while we sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
the Gospel of Matthew, in the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Once there were three wise people from the east, right up front, who were stargazers. So look up in the sky, and everybody put their stars way up high. Yeah, okay, looking good. All right, you can put your stars down. One day, as the wise folks were looking up in the sky, look up in the sky, a star appeared. The wise men wanted to see what a special star meant. So they started their journey following the star. Walk around the church, wise men. You got a long way to go.
Start hiking.
They walked past a field of waving wheat. Wave your hands, everybody. Wave your hands. They walked by a flowing river. And they walked by a blowing desert. The star led them near and far, all the way up to the tiny little city of Bethlehem. The wise men asked the townspeople if they've ever seen a baby. You seen a baby anywhere, our townspeople? Where's the baby? Oh, there it is. Go forward.
There you go.
The wise men walked into the barn, and the barn was filled with Joseph and Mary and a donkey and shepherds and sheep and angels. The three wise people approached, and they gave the baby wonderful gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And everybody celebrated baby Jesus, and they were happy together. And that's the Christmas story, everybody. All right. Now time
one
to
more turn. Time.
Yeah. You guys did such an amazing job helping to tell that story. Thank you. All right. So what we're going to do now is you get to take off your costumes and put them under the tree. You get to keep your glow sticks. And then go back and sit with your families. And while you do that, everybody, let's sing Away in a Manger to celebrate baby Jesus. Well, I can't think of a better way to celebrate Christmas than with lots of joy and laughter and movement in all our church family here together. Now let us pray.
Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for the overwhelming joy that is the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for his light which shines in our lives. This Christmas, may Christ's light shine in us. Help us to reflect your love so that everybody may know of your goodness and your peace during this Christmas season. May God's love be reflected in our actions so that our lives brighten up the world. And may we all be open to the hope that is Jesus Christ, that he brought to so many people with his birth, that he still offers today through new life and a new world. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Go out into the world with joy. Have fun. Know that God's love is with you everywhere that you go, and God's love is with every person you meet. And may the blessing of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, be with us all this Christmas morning and forevermore. Amen. Yes.